Support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT. Tom Stoppard returns to ACT with Indian Ink, direct from its sold-out run in New York. Limited performances run January 14th through February 8th at the Geary Theater. ACT-SF.org.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. Tuition hikes and executive salaries were among the topics at the UC Regents meeting in San Francisco yesterday. The Regents plan to raise tuition by a little more than $3,000 over the next 5 years if the state doesn't pony up more money. The California Report's Zadie Stavely brings us this report.
The Regents were set to vote on a new executive vice president and two senior managers with starting salaries of around $300,000 a year. That's when the newest regent, Gareth Elliott, said the discussion seemed at odds with increasing student fees.
To not keep those two things in the same context is not fair to the citizens of this state.
Student Regent Sadia Saifuddin agreed.
I have to answer to students about where our money is going. And as students, as you know, very, very unhappy about the current state of affairs.
I mean, we get what we pay for.
Regent Hadi Makarichian defended the salaries.
If you get the wrong person for a lower price, we may lose much, much more money.
The debate over salaries versus tuition hikes is expected to be central to the one-on-one talks planned between UC President Janet Napolitano and Governor Jerry Brown.
I don't know whether I'll have unanimity, but we won't have any more than two opinions, and that's good.
Brown and Napolitano will sit down for the first meeting of the so-called Committee of Two early next week. For the California Report, I'm Zadie Stavely.
The Regents are also shelving a proposal that links how much athletic directors and coaches make to how well their athletes perform academically. Regent Eddie Island said the UCs could lose top athletes if the standards are set too high.
A college degree is not the goal of every athlete that comes to the university. They come to the university for athletics.
If implemented today, only one UC team would have failed to hit the proposed marks. Governor Brown was among the regents who said the academic standards were too low. And speaking of the governor, he's also in a standoff with the K-12s over who's going to pay for school construction. That's everything from building new classrooms to renovating old ones. John Myers from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk has more.
For almost 25 years, they were a predictable part of California elections. Multi-billion dollar school bonds, money for construction, modernization, and renovation.
There is approximately $10.4 billion just for schools alone. $10.4 billion for schools alone.
That was 2006, but the school bond that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger helped persuade voters that year to pass was the last one. Now the state has used up all of its authorized borrowing for school facilities, and state officials have identified billions of dollars of backlogged projects. But there's a conflict. Governor Jerry Brown says that should be the end of statewide school bonds as they've existed.
Our long-term fiscal health depends on wise and prudent actions that we take.
The governor's new state budget unveiled 2 weeks ago suggested handing over to local school districts a lot of responsibility for borrowing construction money. That would let taxpayers statewide off the hook. It also, in the eyes of some school officials, is a lousy idea.
The state has a responsibility to help schools and help kids have facilities that they can feel comfortable in to learn. That's really it. It's not just a local issue.
Joe Dixon is assistant superintendent of the Santa Ana Unified School District. He and others were pushing for a new statewide school bond last year in the legislature when the governor successfully used his influence to kill it. Dixon says it's clear nothing's changed.
The governor is, by his budget presentation, is against it.
What the governor wants, at least in principle, is some kind of means testing before the state starts borrowing money for future school construction. Brown's budget director, Michael Cohen, says the state would only step in for school districts that can't afford it.
For other districts, those that are better off, that have local financial capacity, the state would not be in the same active role.
The governor's budget team argues local school bonds are a better option, that some 80% of them have won approval over the past decade. But it's likely the governor's push for this change is part of his ongoing fight against new state borrowing. School bonds are paid out of the state's general fund, and debt payments are in addition to the tens of billions of dollars already sent to schools for classroom instruction. A little earlier, we told you Joe Dixon is with the Santa Ana Unified School District. Well, he's also the chairperson of a coalition that's decided to go around, Governor Brown.
There's good debt and there's bad debt. Schools are good debt. The state constitution identifies schools as their top priority.
Dixon and his coalition wrote their own school bond 3 days after Governor Brown introduced his state budget. They intend to go around lawmakers and place a $9 billion borrowing plan on the November 2016 ballot. If history is any judge, a school bond that makes it to the ballot has strong odds. Since 1982, all but one of the statewide school bonds have been victorious on Election Day. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
And finally, this story from our occasional series, Fun Friday. San Diego got its first cat cafe. It's part coffee shop and part animal adoption agency. And basically, you sip your coffee in a room full of adoptable cats roaming free. Cat Cafe started in Asia, but here in the States, Oakland is believed to be the home of the nation's first. And that's the California Report for Friday, January 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Seal Muller, Rob Spate, and Howard Gelman. Guy Maserati directs the show. Our producer is Nina Thorson. The editing team includes Tyke Hendricks, Polly Stryker, Erica Kelly, and Alex Helmick. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan, and I'm Queenie Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.